From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Barack Obama has reassured nations in the Asia-Pacific region that the U.S. strategic rebalance will endure for the long term.
As some of you know, as president, a key priority of my foreign policy has been to deepen our engagement with the nations and peoples of the Asia-Pacific. And here on the final leg of my last visit to Asia as president, I want to discuss why the commitment of the United States to this region will endure for the long term.
In a speech in Vientiane, Laos on Tuesday, Mr. Obama said the Asia-Pacific region will become even more important in the century ahead. He addressed an estimated 1,000 people in the National Cultural Hall. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte expressed regret Tuesday that a vulgar comment he made came across as a personal attack on U.S. President Barack Obama. The White House canceled an Obama meeting with Mr. Duterte. Afghan security forces killed all three gunmen in an overnight siege in Kabul. A government spokesman says six people were wounded in the incident. He said 42 people were rescued unhurt from a residential compound linked to the CARE International charity. The Turkish military says two of its soldiers have been killed and five wounded in fighting with the Islamic State group in northern Syria. Turkey's Hurriyet News Service says a fight took place near the town of Al-Rai on the 14th day of a military operation in northern Syria. The paper says soldiers were killed when Islamic State missiles hit two Turkish tanks in the village of Wukuf. It said two members of the Turkey-backed Free Syrian Army were killed and two wounded in that operation. This is VOA News.